How many of you have tinnitus? Yes? Okay, thank you. How many of you have tinnitus so severe that you've had to seek medical attention? Thank you. All right. How many of you think tinnitus is a big pain in the neck? Yeah. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. And welcome to the London Tinnitus Support Group, yes? Okay. Thanks for coming, by the way. I know there's lots of other important things you could be doing on a Wednesday night, thank you. Rather than spending it listening to some guy talk, you could probably be feeding the dog or watching television. Is there a hockey game on tonight?
Coronation Street,
okay. How many of you watch Coronation Street?
Jericho.
Okay. Jericho, okay. So, thanks for coming and sharing it with me. I promise to do my very best in the next few hours to get you the very best information I have to help you with your tinnitus. Since we'll be spending the next couple hours together, is it okay if I tell you a little bit about myself? Thank you. I am a professional concert pianist. How many of those do you know? All right, not too many. Just me, right. You know one now, right? And I devoted my entire life to the study of music, making music, composing music, performing music, okay? And one day, or one evening, January 5th, 1999, I took some over-the-counter medicine for a head cold. I woke up the next day to what can literally be described as sitting on the tarmac of Toronto International Airport with jets taking off in my head. What is this? I don't know what this is. It's loud, it's obnoxious. So I kind of rolled off the bed onto the floor, curled up into the fetal position and started crying. So like, I can't deal with this. And I'd only been living with tinnitus for 5 minutes. I started the usual stuff that everybody does when they get tinnitus, okay? I went to the doctor who sent me to the ENT. What do you think the ENT told me? It's all in your head, right? Live with it, thank you. I got all of that. Over the next several weeks and months, I begged doctors to help me. I literally, one doctor I remember, I got on my hands and knees and I said, "You gotta help me. My life is completely screwed. I'm a musician. I make my living playing music. I was completely, completely dysfunctional. I gave up music, and over the next 2 years, I battled the most severe depression you could ever imagine." Just ask my wife. Everybody say hi, Nancy. Who knows tinnitus suffering more than your partner? Yes? That's what we do. We share our worst troubles with the people that are closest to us. How many of you have ever done that? All right, thank you. And the doctors asked me, they said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how severe is your tinnitus? I said, 11. How many of you have an 11? Okay. I went to the Musicians Clinic, and by the way, there's a very famous clinic in Hamilton, Ontario called the Musicians Clinic of Canada, run by a professional concert pianist who had to give up his career because he had tendonitis. So he went back to school to become a doctor and he started this clinic to help musicians. And I'd been there before for tendonitis, but never for tinnitus. Okay, I seem to have a problem with T diseases, I don't know. And they started a hearing clinic, so they measured my tinnitus. They measured it. They actually have a way of measuring how loud your tinnitus is based on other sounds and the pitch. Well, for me, the pitch was off the scale, and the volume was off the scale. They'd never seen anybody who had a worse case of tinnitus than me. It was really, really bad. And I also got hyperacusis. How many of you had that? Hyperacusis, right? Loud noises. Sank into depression. It caused anxiety, causing more tinnitus. The result was the tinnitus sabotaged pretty much every aspect of my life, my marriage, and my desire to live. And after a year, I went to the Musicians Clinic, and they prescribed me antidepressants. I was a musician. I was out of work for about a year and a half. I didn't have any money. I didn't have a drug plan. I didn't have anything. We were really, really poor and bad off at that time. He said, "You don't have a drug plan, do you?" I said, "No, I don't have a drug plan." So he gave me the samples, antidepressants. So I took them home, and I was really happy, right? I took my antidepressants home. I put them on the table, and I said, "Nancy, I'm going to start taking these." And she said, "No, you're not." And I go, "Yes, I am." She said, "No, you're not." And I go, "Yes, I am." And she said, and I said, "Yes, I am." And she said, "No, you're not." Why don't you think she wanted me to take them? Why? Anybody know why? Bad side effects, get addicted. That's the big. She said, if you start taking those, you're never going to stop. Okay? If you keep taking those, you're going to get addicted and you're never going to get off them. How many people do you know that do that? Yes. Right. Did everybody hear what she said? It's important to be educated and understand antidepressants. But here's the thing. As far as I'm concerned, I didn't really want to take them, but I was depressed. I didn't know what else to do, right? So I got in this big argument with my wife, and at the end of the argument, I took my hand and I swept all of them off the table, and I said, "Okay, my life has to start over again." That very day, I went out in the world. I tried TRT, tinnitus retraining therapy, right? $4,000, okay? It works for some people. It didn't work for me, okay? I'm not saying it doesn't work. I'm just saying it didn't work for me. I tried acupuncture. I tried hypnosis. I tried natural homeopathic remedies. I tried shaman, Reiki. I went to Japan for this special Reiki treatment, okay? What I was really looking for was the guru on a mountain that could say, "You're cured." Guess what? I never found him. So when I found out, and what I realized through that journey was that the cure was not outside of me, it was inside of me. So I started reading, I started educating myself, I started a specific diet, which we'll talk about later. Okay? And the goal was to physically heal and relieve myself of this sound that invaded my head 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What was the result of that new journey? I'm a completely different person today. The person you see here today is a completely different person than the person I even was before tinnitus. I'm happy. I'm successful by most people's standards. I love my life, my family, my work, everything about it, okay? And what I did was I wrote about my story to the American Tinnitus Association because they were looking for articles, and I'd done a lot of writing before. So I wrote an article to the American Tinnitus Association, and guess what they did? They published it. Well, I got letters and emails, and the phone started ringing off the hook. Who is this professional musician up in Canada that managed to cure his tinnitus? Everybody wanted to know. And that's why I'm here tonight. I realized through this journey that the number one way to get what I want is to help others get what they want. And that's why I'm here. Okay, so what I'd like you to do right now is everybody stand up, please, and just turn around and meet everybody around you. Go. Okay. How many of you need more time? Okay, please sit down. Thank you. Okay, so everybody's sitting there going, okay, what's in it for me? Everybody say that. What's in it for me? Okay. Say it again. What's in it for me? What's in it for you? So what's in it for you? Keep in mind we have about 2 hours with a break. And in that 2 hours, I have to pick the most valuable information that I've learned based on my own experience. By the way, I have no idea what I'm going to share with you tonight is true or not. Everybody's going, well, why am I here? Because it worked for me, okay? I can only share with you what worked based on my own based on my own experience. Okay? I can only share with you what's worked for me. And worked for the hundreds and hundreds of people that have downloaded my books and audio seminars on the internet worldwide. Okay? And I have testimonials a mile long saying, this Paul Tobey guy from Brantford, Ontario, as far as tinnitus is concerned, changed my life. Okay? So if you're looking for a change, you've come to the right place. A lot of people keep doing the same things day after day after day, expecting a different result. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to predict your future with 100% accuracy. Now, I'm not a guru. I don't read minds, but I can predict your future with 100% accuracy. Are you ready? Okay. If you keep thinking what you've been thinking, you'll keep getting what you've been getting, and you'll get the same results you've always gotten. Does that make sense? Okay, how many of you ever heard that before? If you keep thinking what you've been thinking, you'll keep doing what you've been doing, you'll keep getting the exact same result. If anybody wants some help fixing their tinnitus, here's some new information. And some of the things I say tonight, some of the things I say are going to seem a little bit uncomfortable for you. Okay? You're going to go, your mind's going to go, oh, that doesn't make any sense to me. But all I ask is that you understand why I do these things. What I do is I try to get you to step out of your comfort zone. You know what a comfort zone is? That's the place where all of us live, where it's comfortable to live. You have your regular routine. You don't want to take risks. You don't want to do anything outside of that comfort zone for fear of what? For fear of failure, right? But here's the thing. As far as your comfort zone is concerned, I want to make you a little bit uncomfortable so you step outside of your comfort zone, because your comfort zone equals your tinnitus zone. Okay? I say again, keep thinking what you've been thinking, doing what you've been doing, your tinnitus is never going to change. That's all there is to it. Does that make sense? Everybody with me? Turn to the person beside you, say, I'm with him. Thank you. Okay. So the things I say may make you feel a little bit uncomfortable. Okay? I apologize for that. But it's new information for most people, and most people have never heard this before. Okay, I've traveled the world to find this, okay? So just give me a little bit of, what am I, latitude? Is that okay? A little bit of slack, okay? Because like I say, it requires an open mind. Does anybody know what an open mind is? Liberal. Anybody else? What's an open mind? It's not closed. It's true. You're open to new stuff. In your brain, you have a right side and a left side, yes? What does the right side of your brain do? It's the creative. It's the creative side of your brain. What's the left side do? Starts with L. Logic, right? L stands for logic. And all the things that you have to do in your life, whether they be logical or creative, takes how much percentage of your brain? Anybody know? Yeah, not very much. Does anybody know how much? Statistical fact. Anybody? 10%. Now, what does that mean? That means to play the piano, to take out the garbage, to do a job, to write a letter, to watch television, to do all of those things that you do, you only need 10% of your brain. What's the other 90%? What is that? Unused, wasted space, unused potential. Anybody else? It's vacant. Actually, it's not. It's not vacant at all. It's your subconscious mind. That's right. But I like to call it everybody read that? It's your little voice. UCLA did a medical study, And they discovered that of that 90% of your brain, 97% of those thoughts are repetitive. Since you only need 10% for all the logical and creative things you need to do, what's the other 90% filled up with? Negative thoughts. Like what? Can't do that. Not good enough. It's never going to get better. I don't have enough money. It's the part of your brain that sees lack in everything. Yes? I'm getting to that. Do everybody understand what he said? Yeah? He says, how do you distinguish between this part and this part? Okay, because obviously this part is a really big part, yes? Okay, and most people, they go through their whole lives not even realizing that this is happening. It's like you're born one day with green sunglasses on. You come into the world, you've got green sunglasses on. You go through your whole life with green sunglasses thinking everything's green. One day, somebody comes into your life and they show you a white piece of paper, like this. And they say, this paper's white. And you say, no, it's green. And they go, but you're wearing green sunglasses. Take them off. So you take off your sunglasses and lo and behold, the paper is white. So that's what I mean. Lots of people go through their whole lives wearing dark green sunglasses. So why is this important information? Here's why it's important. Because your little voice is very, very powerful. It's that subconscious part of your brain that just doesn't want to believe that anything is possible. So what does it do, and how do you fix it? How many of you want to know how to fix it? Right? How many of you don't have a little voice? Okay, so how many of you would like to fix it? Thank you. Who didn't put up their hand? Who wouldn't put up their hand no matter what I asked? I learned a little saying from a very, very influential speaker, and he said, how you do anything is how you do everything. That's all I'm going to say. So, what happens is you look at that part of your brain, and every time it acts up on you by saying what? I can't, I'm not strong enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not this, I'm not that. You look at that part of your brain, and you notice that it's happening, right? You notice it's happening all the time, but you don't know how to fix it, right? You don't know how to fix it. So all you ought to do, and what I want you to do tonight, is take a look at that part of your brain and say this. What does it say? Okay, so now let's all together, let's do this. Put your hands on your forehead, like this. Do it. How you do anything is how you do everything, right? Put your hands on your forehead. Everybody all together now say, thanks for sharing. Thanks for sharing. Now, it's a little bit more complicated than that, but we've only got 2 hours. Okay? But actually, I've been able to cancel out on a regular basis the 90% of my mind that obsesses about the past and worries about the future. And by the way, guess what happens to my tinnitus as a result of canceling out that 90% of my brain? Gone. Pardon me? Yeah, present moment awareness. Yeah, we'll get into that in a second, okay? So what I did, and the way that I alleviate that 90% of my mind, I not only do thanks for sharing, but I had to go from being a know-it-all, I had to go from being a know-it-all to being a what? This is very, very important. And this, if you only take one thing away from this seminar, take this away. I had to go from being a know-it-all to I'll learn it all. Because if you stop learning, you shut down. You actually start dying. It's true. Because what would be the point to life? You come to this planet for a purpose, and your purpose is what? To learn. Otherwise, what's the point? And the thing that really helped me the most and helped my career and helped my financial situation, helped my marriage, helped my life in general, was I took the things that I had learned. By the way, you can't teach anything that you don't have success at, right? I took those things that I was successful at and I started teaching them to other people. And I, whoa, what do you think happened? It's just like the skies opened up, the angels started singing, and my life just turned around just like that. That's why I'm here tonight, to share that information with you. Okay, so I went from being a know-it-all to a learn-it-all. Thank you. Turn to the person beside you. Say, I'm a learn-it-all.
I'm a learn-it-all.
Thank you. Am I still a musician? Did everybody hear that? Am I still a musician? 2 weeks ago, I did a most amazing thing that probably no one you know has ever done before. I wrote 9 symphonies. How many of you know that I've ever written one? Okay. I wrote 9 symphonies, performed them with a full orchestra in front of 1,000 people, and sold $2,500 worth of CDs at that concert. Okay. Thank you. How many of you think that sounds like success? By the way, I haven't achieved even 10% of what I want to achieve. But you know what? Even if I died tomorrow, at least I die learning. Are you with me? Here's what I want to share with you. Here we have a tree. Let's call it the tree of life, okay? Because we're talking about life in general. By the way, we'll get to tinnitus in a minute, but all this is very important to how I want to help you, okay? This is the tree of life. And in the tree of life, you have fruit, right? Everybody get that? And the fruit represents what? Your livelihood or your results. Okay? The fruit represents your results. I'm going to need a new red. Okay. It represents your results. If you look at the end of the season, let's say you're farming, you grow all season, right? You look at your fruit at the end of the season, and it's all bad. What do you do? What do most people do? Cry? What do they do next? Okay? Let me see if this sounds like anyone in this room or anyone you know. How many of you have ever worked? What's the results of your work? Your paycheck or your results, right? If you look at your paycheck at the end of the week and it's not as big as you want, that represents bad results. Does that make sense? Okay? So you look at your fruit at the end of the year, and what do most people do? The first thing, I'll make it easy on you guys, okay? Blame. Blame somebody else. Blame the government. Blame the weather. Blame God, right? God's will. Lots of people are Christian, right? They say, oh, it's God's will. God wants you to have bad results. Anyway, I never understood that one. Blame. What's the next thing you do? You get a whole bunch of other farmers who've had the same results. What do? Complain or? Justify, right? It's easy. If you get a whole bunch of people together that think the same way you do, it's easy to go, we're all screwed. And you all sit and you all cry in your own spilt milk, right? So you justify your results. And then what's the last thing most people do? Nope. Deny. Deny any responsibility for bad results in the first place. Does that sound like anyone you know? Okay. What's the only problem with this? By the way, this represents 99% of our population. What's wrong with that? None of that will get you. None of that will get you better results. Everybody understand that? What will? If I'm a farmer, what's going to get me better results? Focus on the roots instead of the fruits. Why? Because it's more important what you can't see than what you can. Does that make sense? It's more important what you cannot see than what you can. What kind of person are you? How do you deal with other people? How do you handle situations, events, circumstances, family, friend? Success is not about being in the right place in the right time, by the way. How many of you ever heard that? It's about being the right person in the right place. at the right time. So all we want to do in order to alleviate our tinnitus is focus on those parts of ourselves that we can't see, such as this is the part we can see. It's the what? The physical. The physical world. It's this plane. It's what we see with our eyes, hear with our ears, right? Smell. The five senses. That's the physical world. What are the parts we can't see? No takers? Emotional? Very good. The emotional? What else? Spiritual? What else? One more. Mental. So you got the mental, emotional, and the? In my experience, and the things that I've learned over the last several years, in my experience, if I focus on these three things, guess what changes the most? This. What did I say at the beginning? I can predict your future with 100% certainty. If you keep thinking what you've been, you'll keep doing what you've been, and you'll keep getting what you've been. If you, all you do, and everybody says, I only believe in what I can see. How many of you are like that? I only believe in what I can see. If that were true, why would you pay your electric bill? Okay? In my experience, and in the experience of lots of my teachers, it's far more important to focus on your emotional, your mental state, and your spiritual state. Okay? Even if all you want to do, if you don't believe in this at all, and lots of people don't, if all you do is focus on your emotional and your mental, that's really going to help a lot. Why? Because that changes your what? As far as other people are concerned, it changes your behavior. There's only two things you can do with people. Do you know what they are? This is really powerful, by the way. And if you only take two things away from this seminar, take this one away. There's only two things you can do with people. You can either affect them or you can infect them. How do you infect people? How? By your behavior. By doing what? Telling them your story. How many of you have ever told your tinnitus story to somebody else? Okay, how many of you have never told your tinnitus story to somebody else? Good. Because all that does is what? It reinforces it. By the way, if you keep telling your story over and over again, you have to what? You have to live up to it. That make sense? You keep telling your negative story to people over and over again, you got to live up to it. I know lots of people who tell me their woes, their troubles, their, and you know, for most of the time, I just stand there and listen to it, and I stand there with a load of compassion because I've been there, right? Tons of compassion, and I basically say to myself, thanks for sharing. It's not my stuff. So if part of your thing is to share your story, and it's a bad one, by the way, tinnitus is a bad story, right? You share that with somebody else, what does it do? What are you looking for? Payback, right? They're going to feel sorry for you. Guess what sorry is? It's a negative emotion. So you've doubled your problems. Because if you look at your results at the end of the day and you got bad fruit, you got to change something. What are you going to change? Your behavior. Okay? If you want to go from being this little tiny, insignificant, woe is me kind of person, to this really, really, really happy person. And by the way, I know lots of people like this. How many of you know lots of people like that? Right? If you want to go from being this little tiny insignificant person and you want to be successful, happy, well-adjusted, emotionally well, mental stability, and all of those things, how would anybody know you've made it there? Based on your behavior. I call it behavioral change. And that's what we're after here tonight. We're after a way to change your behavior, which, by the way, if you help other people instead of infect them, you're going to get better what? better results with your tinnitus, okay? So, here's the way it works for most people. Our thoughts. How many of you have thoughts? How many of you don't have thoughts? Thank you. Got that? Our thoughts leads to feelings, which leads to actions. That's the behavior part, which equals our results. But what comes before thoughts? This is the way it works for everybody, by the way. You have a thought that causes an emotional feeling inside you. That leads to actions, whether good or bad actions. For most people, it's bad, right? Because the thought is wrong. And these two things, they feed off each other, our thoughts and our feelings and our emotions all the time. If you feed an emotional thought to the part of your brain, the 90% that obsesses and worries about everything, what happens? That's a negative feeling, which you get negative actions. For most people, they get completely immobilized. I'm stuck. Based on fear, right? Fear of failure. Okay? So our thoughts lead to feelings, which lead to actions, which equal? Thank you. What comes before thoughts? E stands for environment. What's our environment? Can anybody tell me what our environment is? Pardon me? Where we live? Anybody else? Your space? The people you know? Your parents? Your friends? Your teachers? Your colleagues? Everyone and everything, including the newspaper, which is 95% bad information, television, which is the bane of our existence, and 95% of what you see on television is bad. Do you know that our children before the age of 12 years old see 70,000 multiple murders on television? Television has become the bane of our existence. If the only thing you do after this seminar is go home and turn the television off, I've won. What do I do instead of watching television? Anybody know? Play piano. But what else do I do? I help other people all the time on the internet. I'm constantly helping people all over the world. Okay? All right. So, your environment. And for most people, where they grew up, their parents. How many of you think your parents did a great job? Okay? How many of you think they did a pretty good job? And yeah, no takers on that one. Over here. How many of you think your parents did the best job that you could ever hope for? Yeah, my son raised his hand. Look. Come on up here, Adrian. Come here. Adrian. Everybody say hi, Adrian. Come here, son. Okay? How much television do you watch, Adrian?
A lot.
Yeah. I allow you to watch television. What do I let you watch?
Cartoons.
Cartoons? What kind of cartoons? Do I watch TVO Kids? TVO Kids is cool, right? Educational television. Okay, that's not what I brought him up here for. Let's just ask Adrian. What's the number one reason, Adrian, why people don't get what they want in life? How many of you knew that? Okay, he's 9. Thank you, Adrian. Everybody give him a big hand. The number one reason why you don't get what you want in life is you don't know what you want. So how can you find out what it is you want? Who doesn't want to know that? Okay? Here's how to know what you want. What does it say? Does it say little dream? How many of you think that playing 9 symphonies with a professional orchestra in front of 1,000 people and selling $2,500 is a big dream? Guess what? Not even close to what I want. What do I want? Carnegie Hall. That's a big dream. And by the way, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? How many of you have ever heard that? Practice, practice, practice. Guess what? Nonsense. It's complete nonsense. If all I did was stay home all day and practice my butt off, what do you think would happen? I'd be a legend in my own mind, but nobody else would know about it. And what do you think that effort is? No, actually, that's. I don't want to get into that, but actually, my job as a professional concert pianist is not to sell myself. Okay, it's to sell what? If somebody comes into my room, just like you've done tonight, you come in with one attitude and you leave with another. What happened? I changed your
behavior.
That's all I do at my concerts. People come in with a bad day at work, a bad relationship problem, they pay $40 to come see me play. How do I want them to leave the room? Happy, well-adjusted. If I'm trying to sell myself, who's it about? Me. I did that for 20 years. That didn't work. What am I selling instead? I'm responsible for your behavior. Entertaining is a behavioral change. True or true? There's only one answer. Most people don't believe in big dreams. Why? No self-confidence. What else? Yes. The money you need to put out to get there. How many of you think you need to put out money to get there? But most people don't believe in big dreams because of the fear of failure, right? But what is fear? Does anybody even know what that is? Fear is an illusion, but what is it? If you had to give it, if you had to explain exactly what is it? It's a negative emotion, yes, but what is it exactly? Do you want me to give it to you? Fear on every single level is the anticipation of pain. Why don't you jump off a building? Because it's bloody well going to hurt. But yet, what do most of us do day after day after day after day as we inflict what on ourselves? Emotional pain. Why? Why do we do that? Because our environment led to our thoughts, which led to our emotions, which are negative, which led to our negative actions, which equal what? Bad results. So the number one secret to tinnitus-free living is you can never get what you want if you don't know what you want. Got it? Okay. Most of us never really figure that out, and that's a real shame. Most of us focus on what we because that's the way we've been taught. We've been taught that if you focus over and over again on what you don't want, it'll go away. Guess what happens? You get more of what you don't want. It's called the law of attraction. Anybody ever heard of that? It's an irrefutable law of the universe, just like the law of gravity. We're all subject to the law of attraction, just like the law of gravity. Before the law of gravity was discovered, were we still under its spell? Were we still relegated to the laws of gravity? Are we still relegated to the second law of thermodynamics? These are universal laws. The law of attraction is the same. Okay. Most of us focus day in and day out on what we don't want, such as what?
Disease.
Tinnitus. Lack. Paying the bills. By the way, if all you ever do is focus on paying the bills, guess what will happen? You'll get more
bills.
I don't want to get into the whole money thing, but you know, as far as a successful person, I'm doing okay. Do you want to hear my take on money? I can sum it up in one sentence, okay? How many of you suffer from a lack of money? Now, nobody's going to raise their hands, of course, because it's what? It's embarrassing. But most of us never think we have enough. My mother was like that. Can I tell you a little story about my mother? My dad was a United Church minister. One day, he decided to invest in a Christian bookstore back in the 70s. He invested in this bookstore, and he had a partner in the business. And my dad invested $25,000 of his own money in the business. 3 months later, all the $25,000 went with the partner to Florida and never came back. What did my mother do? She cried at the dinner table for 2 years straight. Every night. What do you think I learned about money? That money is it's a bad thing. That's what I talk about environment. I learned growing up that you can never have enough money. Guess what? That's wrong. It's not true. If you focus on not having money, you will get less money. It's just the way the law of attraction works. My thing on money is this. If you've only got enough for yourself, how does that help anybody? If you've only got enough money for yourself, how does that help anybody? It helps no one. Lots of people say, oh, I got everything I want. Nonsense. You can never get everything you want. Period. Because we all have, this is a really good word, desires. And we can never not have. Because if you don't have desires, you're dead. That's why you can never get everything you want. I had somebody say this to me once, and this is really cool. When you talk about negative energy, everything has energy, by the way. Everything. Everybody say that. Everything has energy. There's a lot of things around you, such as people, places, events, television. All of it, a lot of it is negative energy, right? And you're drawn, you're sucked into that negative energy. Somebody said to me once about music. People love to tell me their concepts of music, but this is the one I really love. Beware of low-energy music that disguises itself as high-energy music. That's a pretty powerful statement, eh? Beware of low-energy music that disguises itself as high-energy music. How many of you have heard the radio recently? Right? Bang, boom, crash, loud guitars, really raunchy singing, high energy, but really low energy. Beware. Television's another one. Beware of low energy television shows that disguise themselves as high energy television shows. So the number one way to get what you want in life and get less of what you don't want, such as your tinnitus, is to focus on what you want instead of what you... Can we do that again? Focus on what you instead of what you don't want. How many of you think that's an easy thing to do? It's very, very difficult. Can I help you do it? How many of you want to know how? Okay. Nancy, can you hand out the exercise, please? Actually, if I could get a volunteer. Great. Please stand up. Oh, Adrian's going to do it? Okay, we have some extra pens if anybody needs a pen. Who didn't get one? Okay, eyes front, please. Eyes front. Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take 5 minutes. Okay? Now, I'm not going to read your answers. This is not a test. This is not an exam. You're not trying to get an A here. You're trying to give the most honest answers you can give. If you don't understand a question, remember the question and ask me what you don't understand later. Take 5 minutes now and fill out as honestly as you can these questions. This will help you figure out what it is you want. Okay, begin. Thank you.